You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We are the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Today, I'm going to have a show that I've been debating whether or not to do at this point in time, but it's getting a lot of attention. It's on the front page of the Drudge Report. It's the headline story, and that is the flood of illegal aliens, primarily children, many of them unaccompanied, namely, there's just children that were, what happens is their parents, many of them in the United States, pay for a coyote to take them across, and they usually do this as a group, it's not just one child, into the United States. And as a result, we've had a flood of children coming unaccompanied, many of them, some with an older either sister or brother or relative. Now, what numbers are we talking about? In Texas alone, it's about 5,000 a month. And I'm talking just the children. I'm not talking the adults here. And since October, it's been over 60,000. And the estimates are it could go as high as 180,000 for the rest of the year. Now, what's the problem? They're detained by the U.S. Border Patrol. And because they're children, they have to be sent to a separate facility and taken care of until some arrangements can be made, either to deport them back to Mexico or have their parents, many of them or most of them illegal aliens, pick them up or someone pick them up. And it's placing a burden on the U.S. Border Patrol and other federal agencies that are responsible or have the responsibility to secure the borders because they're not really doing their primary function, which is, first of all, to stop adult illegal aliens crossing into the United States, but also there's a lot of drug smuggling across the border. Now, what is this a consequence of? It really was the loosening or disregarding of the immigration law by President Obama. It's going on 2 years. I forget the exact date. Where if you're a child of an illegal alien, you won't be deported, and there are certain conditions. You need to be here for a certain number of years, and you need to be under 30 and above 16. The problem is, ladies and gentlemen, is this just adds to the number of illegal aliens coming in. And what we're having and why I'm highlighting is there's a big push amongst the Democratic Party and certain Republicans, primarily those that I would call rhinos, Republicans in names only, that want to have immigration reform. They're really selling out. The Republicans are selling out for the simple reason they get a lot of campaign contributions from large corporations that are backing it. The big picture is this. The Democratic Party and the Democrats, including Obama, view illegal immigration as a way to dramatically increase the number of Democratic voters. And I need to say this because you're going to hear in these stories, well, there are 11 million undocumented, they call them undocumented immigrants. Well, there's no such thing as an undocumented immigrant. The technical legal term in the law is illegal aliens. They enter the country illegally, which is a misdemeanor on the first time it's done. On the second time, it's a felony. And that's just the first of a long list of crimes. And then if they escape, most of them do, at the border and make it to so-called sanctuary cities such as Dallas and work here, what do they normally do? Well, first they have to get documents, many of them fraudulent, most of them fraudulent documents, and some of them are not worth the paper they're printed on. And then they get jobs here, and legally they cannot work. If you don't have legal status, you cannot work in this country. And that's for any country. You know, I can't get on a plane, for example, and go to Canada. Canada or Europe and expect to get a job there because I don't have legal status. I don't have permission of that foreign government to work there. And that requires not only a visa, but a work permit that enables me to work. And that's any country. Any country in the world is going to control its borders. And since most countries have lower standards of living than the United States, they don't want illegal immigrants. And many of them want very little legal immigrants. See, the United States is by far the most generous country in the world in allowing immigration into the country. Now, I need to say this before I continue and develop this story. I'm for legal immigration, as is most Americans. Now, the only debate is how many legal immigrants should be allowed in the country every year. And it's a big debate. For example, I would tie the number of legal immigrants into this country to the unemployment rate. So where the unemployment rate is above 6%, which is a very high unemployment rate, by the way, even though every day Obama has been in office, it's been above 6%. Most of the time, it's been above 8-9%. Today, it's at 6.3%. But anytime the unemployment rate is above 6%. As far as I'm concerned, the maximum number of legal immigrants to this country should be 250,000, which just so happens to be the average number of legal immigrants to this country over most of the history of the United States, with the exception of the last roughly 25 years. And actually, it was lower between the 1920s through the mid-60s. It was much lower than 250,000. But that's the average. Now, if we have a very low unemployment rate, and by that I mean under 3%, then I'd have a sliding scale. So if it's under 3%, would allow a maximum of 500,000. So I would tie the legal immigration numbers to the unemployment rate. That's my proposal. It's not only mine. There are other people that have similar proposals. And that's a very generous number. Now, how many legal immigrants do you think come to the United States and have been coming to the United States for over the last 10 years? Ladies and gentlemen, it's over a million. Now, I'm just talking legally here. Over a million every year. And as far as I'm concerned, that is simply too many, because it takes time and money to assimilate into this country. You got to learn the language. You got to find a job, place to live, and learn the customs and the laws. That takes time. And the more people you have coming, the less likely you're going to have assimilation. And you also got to keep in mind, many of these legal immigrants go back. They decided they live here, and after months or years decide they'd rather live where they were. And that's been the history of immigration in the United States for many, many decades. Not everyone stays. So that is my proposal as far as legal immigration. The real problem is illegal immigration. Now, the number you're going to hear, I will bet money on it, is that there are 11 million illegal, they don't call them illegal aliens, which is the proper name. There are 11 million undocumented workers or undocumented immigrants in the United States. That means they don't have papers. They don't have a visa. They don't have legal status, but they're working here. And that means they've committed at least three crimes. They broke into the country. They did not present their papers, which is a misdemeanor. They bought fraudulent documents, which many times is a felony. And then they're working here. Every day they work here, they're committing a crime. So they're three times offenders, as far as I'm concerned, and they're showing no respect for the rule of law and law of order, and they're cutting ahead in line for those that wait, that go to the trouble to fill out the paperwork and wait and wait and wait, usually for several years, before they're allowed to immigrate into the country legally, which I don't think is fair, nor is it right for those who obey the law, because those are the people that we want to come here, law-abiding citizens from day one, that took the trouble, the time, and the effort to legally immigrate. That should be our first priority. And there should be a national discussion as to what that level is. There's never really a national discussion, because the people in Congress, both in the House and in the Senate, irregardless of the fact that the American people do not want these high numbers of legal immigrants, set the numbers much higher. And there is a move afoot to increase it to 2 million, and some want even 3 million a year legal immigrants. That is what you have going on in Washington, D.C. This is part of comprehensive immigration reform, is to even increase the numbers of legal immigration much, much higher. That's what they're trying to do. And believe me, if they could get 3 million to be the number, they would do it. You see, the majority of Americans simply don't have any idea what the numbers of legal immigrants are. Many people are shocked when they learn it's over a million. They said, huh? Yeah. Over a million. 1.2 million, 1.3 million, 1.4 million. Now I want to speak about illegal. Illegal. Not immigration. Illegal aliens. People that are breaking in. How many is it? Now you're going to hear that 11 million number. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll guarantee one thing. It's not 11 million. That is another big lie propagated over and over again by the Democratic Party, the media. You'll hear it on television. As well as, unfortunately, many people that want control of the borders. In other words, many Republicans and people that want to control immigration will use that number. That number is a bogus number. That is a big lie. Why do I say that? Why do I say that? Go talk to the U.S. Border Patrol, and people have over the years, not just now, but over the years. And what the U.S. Border Patrol will tell you is that for every apprehension, in other words, the U.S. Border Patrol is able to capture or detain someone, for every apprehension, as a minimum, a conservative minimum, as a low estimate, between 3 and 5 illegal aliens get away. See, what typically happens, they cross the border. It's not just one person. It's a group of people. And then should they run into a U.S. Border Patrol, usually a two-man truck. Sometimes they go in two trucks, but it's usually one truck patrolling, and they have a large area. And should they be unlucky and run into a U.S. Border Patrol, yeah, the U.S. Border Patrol is going to try to stop them. But typically, they're lucky if they get one person per U.S. Patrol agency agent. What happens? They spread out. It's like a starburst. That's how it's been described. You've seen these firecrackers that go up into the sky and then burst in many, many directions. Well, that happens on the U.S.-Mexican border. They go into many, many directions. So it ends up, on average, yeah, it's a one-on-one situation. So they capture, if they're lucky, one person each, sometimes a little more. But most of the people get away, and they go in different directions, and it's literally impossible to really stop them. And the way it's been working now, if you get across the border, you're really home free, because if you get to a sanctuary city, your probability of being deported is in essence zero. Now, if you're captured along the border, you are returned after some processing. So how long has this been going on? Well, at least for 15 years. I would say going back to the 1990s, but definitely for 15 years. Now, how many apprehensions does the U.S. Border Patrol make? Up until very recently, the numbers were, and it bounces around a million. Sometimes it's a lot more than a million, sometimes it's less. Now, I said until recently because there's an effort not to enforce immigration law. So the apprehensions are actually down. Now, let me run the numbers. And many of them will say the real, for every one, there's maybe 7 or 8. But I want to take the conservative numbers. The conservative range is 3 to 5. And I've gone over this once before, but I always like to set the stage so where everybody's on the same page, because most people have no idea of the scope of the problem and how huge it is. And I'll give you the bottom line before I work you through the numbers. There's anywhere between 30 million on the low side and 50 million and possibly more on the high side illegal aliens in the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not a few illegal aliens. That is an invasion. And they're not just coming from Mexico. I'm not picking on Mexico here. Because half the problem is people overstaying the visas. They come in, they come to the United States, usually on a plane, could be a ship, and they're going to school here, or they're doing business here, or they're tourists, and they don't return to their country of origin. In other words, they overstay their visa and then go to work here. And what are they? And that's breaking the law. That's a misdemeanor. Then they go get those documents, again, fraudulent documents, and then work in the United States without having legal status. So they commit crimes just as the people that across the U.S.-Mexican border, and that's probably at least half the problem. At least half the problem. It's not just people coming across the U.S.-Mexican border. Some come over the Canadian border. Some simply just fly from whatever country they're from and overstay their visa because they want to stay here. I understand. It's nicer here, and you might get benefits. And who knows? You might even become a citizen if you stay here long enough. Because the Democratic Party wants to make you a citizen. It really wants to make you a Democrat. So you'll even make more people legal that are in here that are here illegal. So I need to say that to make it real clear. At least half the problem is people overstaying their visa. The other half is people crossing the border, primarily the U.S.-Mexican border, from Mexico, but also several countries in Central America, namely Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, and El Salvador. And the numbers vary from year to year. Now, what's happening right now is children, not only from Mexico, but many from Central America, are going through Mexico paying coyotes, and many of them, not many, most of them are associated with the drug cartels, to smuggle these people into the United States. That's what it is. It's human trafficking, human smuggling into the United States. It's a very profitable business, and the drug cartels are running it. Unfortunately, the drug cartels and the people that are associated with them are criminals, and they don't treat these people well. Many of them get raped, beaten, some get killed, some get left in the desert, and as a result, many of them die trying to get over into the United States. It's a dangerous proposition to hire these coyotes because, they're making their money up front, and it's usually several thousand dollars per person. So whoever's providing the money usually is poor, has to save it for many, many years, gives the coyote the money, and then they plus with others, are guided across the U.S. border. They're smuggled across, if they're lucky. And what happens is, unfortunately, many of these children get abused, get beaten. Many of them die crossing the border, and that's a shame. But that's what happens when you encourage illegal immigration. And that is what the U.S. government has done, both under Bush and Barack Obama. You need to enforce immigration law. That's what the American people are asking. The overwhelming majority of American people are asking is, please enforce the current immigration laws. That's what we're asking you to do. Not anything more, not anything less. What they're asking is for the rule of law to be the standard and enforcement be the standard. And that means if you're here illegally, you should be removed and deported to your country of origin. No ifs, ands, or buts. Unfortunately, we have a lot of buts, a lot of exceptions, and a lot of lax enforcement. Because like I said, once you cross that border, if you're not detained or apprehended by the Border Patrol, your chances of being deported are next to zero. Because all you have to do is make it to one of these sanctuary cities, including Dallas, which is one of them. And then you can get a job. Now, you're going to have to look for it. No one's going to give it to you. Now, what's going on here? And why is the laws of the land not being enforced? And why is this becoming a bigger problem? Well, the Democrats rightly know that it's not 11 million. And let me work that number just once briefly. If there are 3 to 5 million if 3 to 5 people escape, in other words, they're not apprehended, and you have on average about 1 million apprehensions, there's anywhere between 3 million and 5 million getting into the country illegally. They're evading capture by the U.S. Border Patrol. And that's the Border Patrol telling you that. It's a daily occurrence. It's not an exception, it's routine. And today it's probably more because of the really flooding of the border with children. It's gotten a lot worse. Because it means the U.S. Border Patrol has more on its hands and has limited resources in terms of either enforcing the drug laws, but also enforcing adults breaking into the country. So if we have 3 to 5 getting away and there's 1 million apprehensions, we have about 3 to 5 million per year illegal aliens getting across the border. Now, you need to understand about 1 million of that 3 to 5 million will return to the country of origin, namely Mexico or Central America. Now, some of these people also come from the Caribbean, and you're also getting more and more what's called OTMs other than Mexico, and that could be people from Iran, Iraq, Syria, China, Japan, you name it, that are paying to break into the country. And you're getting a lot of that, a lot more of that. See, the United States has become a magnet for illegal immigration. If you give incentives for people to come to the country, they will. And that's exactly what's happening. So for 15 years, so let's say a million go home. That means 3 to 4 million stay. So as a minimum over 15 years, multiply 15 years by 3, that's 45 million. And if you multiply by 4, that's 60 million. Now, I think the range, no one really knows the answer. And the only one really even capable of coming up with a good number, they're not talking. And that's the U.S. government, because they have satellites and they take photographs all the time on the U.S. border. You better believe it, both in over Canada, the coast, as well as Mexico. It's well covered. They could do an analysis and come up with the real number, but they're not going to tell you that. See, that's the dirty little secret in Washington, D.C., that the number is somewhere on average every year, 3 to 4 million, 3 to 4 million illegal aliens are breaking into your country and taking jobs away from American citizens. That is the facts. It's not 11 million. Don't fall for the big lie that you'll hear repeated by Democrats, Republicans, and the president. Oh, we have to bring him out of the shadow. We don't have to bring him out of the shadow. I've said this once. I'll say it again. I'm on the Richland College campus. I know for a fact that there are illegal aliens working here. Do they work for the college? No, they work for an agency. That's part of the game that's played to get around the laws. They're not in the shadows. They're cleaning the restrooms. Most of them are janitors, maintenance, some construction. I saw two buildings, and this is several years ago, built on this campus largely with illegal aliens. All of those jobs at one time were and still are performed by American citizens. But we've had two presidents encouraging illegal aliens to come to the United States. And as a result, today we have as a minimum of 30 million to probably in excess of 50 million illegal aliens. And it could be much higher. The point I'm trying to make to you is you need to understand that. Don't fall for the 11 million. Because there is going to be a big push in the next 60 days before the August recess to try to pass comprehensive immigration reform. That's what they're trying to do. And ladies and gentlemen, what's in it for both parties? Assume for a moment that it is 30 million. Let's take the low number. I think it easily could be double, though. But let's assume for a minute it's 30 million. Not 11 million, which is a bogus number, but 30 million. The Democrats believe that they could probably get at least 2 out of 3, if not 3 out of 4, of those illegal aliens to be Democratic voters. So they have a very strong incentive to make sure a law is passed that at some future date, probably 3, 5, at the outside, 10 years, that all these illegal aliens, let's say it's 30 million, eventually become U.S. citizens and then have the right to vote legally. They're thinking that, and I think their thinking is correct, they'll get at least 20 million of those to be Democratic voters. Now, the best case is, let's say it's 60 million. And they get 2/3. That's 40 million. That's the best case for them. It's the worst case for you. What does that mean? Whether it's 20 million or 40 million, it means the Democratic Party would control the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the White House, in essence, from here on out. And it would require a revolt of the American people, but it would be too late, because by then they will have U.S. citizenship. The games they're playing is they know the American people are against amnesty and are against citizenship. So the games they play is, well, we'll first provide them legal status. Legal status, ladies and gentlemen, means you can work here. If you have legal status, you can work in the United States, and you'll get a green card. They will quickly push, and there'll be certain conditions and certain fines that have to be paid and requirements. But they will be pushing for the legal status to become, in a matter of time, a pathway to citizenship and then actually citizenship. That's what this is about. So for the Democratic Party, they're all for comprehensive immigration reform. They're completely for it, hook, line, and sinker. And they're going to continue to push this. Even if they're unsuccessful, they're going to continue to push this. And they'll call people like me racist, un-American. Aren't you for immigration? Yeah, I'm for immigration. I'm for legal immigration. Limited, controlled legal immigration. As far as illegal aliens, I'm for enforcement of the law. That's what I'm for. Aren't you for enforcement of the law? No, they're not. No, they're not. Under Bush and Obama, gradually what has happened is enforcement of the current immigration laws have become laxer and laxer. And that's why we're getting these flood of children entering the United States today. Now, let me tell you how I sort of got alerted to this. I was talking to a friend of mine that works in a hospital, and he's becoming a nurse, and he's taking his exams. And he said to me, well, I have a friend that works in the hospital. She's an illegal alien. He knows she's illegal. But she's working in Dallas in a hospital, which got my ears, got my attention. And he says, Raymond, you won't believe this, but I believe it was one of her children. I think she said it's a daughter, but I could be wrong. She's paying someone to get her daughter across the border into the United States and just drop them off. And then the daughter knows to tell the people, the U.S. Border Patrol, the people at the border, that her mother is here in the United States, has a number to call them, and then she'll send someone to pick her daughter up. I said, well, I think she has it wrong. You know, I could understand if she was a U.S. citizen that that's the case. She says, well, she truly believes this. Now, what do I think's going on? It's not that the law has been changed, but she knows if the daughter's here at some date, they can say, well, she has a high school degree or high school equivalency diploma. You can basically lie, and she not only could get citizenship for herself, but also citizenship for the daughter. So what you have is tens, if not hundreds of thousands, of illegal aliens calling and encouraging, if they have relatives or children from whatever country they're from, to try to cross the border. In other words, the magnet is getting stronger for illegal aliens. That's one of the reasons you have this flood. The other is President Obama, 2 years ago, didn't change the law, but by executive action, made it easy for these people to stay here. I'm not going to get into that, but that's part of the problem. Now, what's dangerous about this? See, I think President Obama has blood on his hands. Why do I say that? When you encourage people to come to the United States illegally, especially across the U.S.-Mexican border, many of those peoples are preyed upon by the coyotes and the people they work for. You get people being assaulted. You get people being robbed, raped, and left in the desert. And some of those people die. So you have people that are being abused and criminally assaulted and hurt and injured and, worst case, dying trying to get into the United States. We're encouraging illegal activity, and that's exactly what the president is doing. Now, he is the chief law enforcement officer of this country. He should be enforcing existing immigration law to the fullest extent. He's not doing that, because if he was doing that, we wouldn't have 30 to 50 million illegal aliens living and working across this country in many of these cities being sanctuary cities, including Dallas. I see illegal aliens here every day, not only on the campus, but in stores, apartment complexes, all over the place. They're not in the shadows. That's just nonsense. That's a public relations scare tactic. We have to bring them out of the shadows. Yeah, we got to bring them out of the shadows and then put them on a bus and deport them to wherever they came from. And it's not 11 million, it's 30 to 50 million. And now, because of Obama, the U.S. border, Mexican border, is being flooded with children. Why? What about the timing about this? This gives a lot of sympathy. Well, we need to push comprehensive immigration reform, when the cause of it is the illegal activity and unwillingness of the President of the United States to enforce the law. That's what's going on. And American people aren't going to stand for this. You know what one of the reactions was to the president of these children? Well, we need to make sure that they have lawyers, legal representation, because many of these people are small children. Some are babies. Some are 2 or 3 years old. Some are, you know, not teenagers or teenagers. They don't have legal representation. They really don't even know where they are, but they're apprehended, and they're put, right now, they're being put temporarily on military bases. And one of the responses of the White House and the president is we need to make sure that they have attorneys. And he wants at least $2 million to pay for this Justice AmeriCorps as representatives of these. They must have a lawyer. Excuse me, Mr. President. What needs to happen is the law needs to be enforced. And your own actions are causing people to die, causing people to be taken advantage of, robbed, raped, assaulted. How dare you, Mr. President? You see, your actions or lack of actions is causing people to be harmed, and you're encouraging illegal behavior. Mr. President, you're supposed to enforce the law, not encourage illegal behavior, because when you encourage illegal behavior, what do you get? More and more illegal behavior. And who really benefits from this? Well, three groups. One, the drug cartels and the people that are engaged in this, engage in smuggling, human trafficking. They benefit from the money, and it's a lot of money. It's $3,000 or more per head. Sometimes they pay $5,000, $10,000. So the criminals definitely benefit, but so does the Democratic Party, because ultimately these people will become Democratic voters. The joke is they're not undocumented immigrants. You can't call them illegal aliens, by the way. They're undocumented Democrats. Give us a little time and they'll all be Democrats, and the Democrats will come to power and dominate both the House and the Senate. The Republicans would be crazy to go along with them, but guess what? We have some rather crazy and stupid Republicans. I'm not either, by the way. Because what's in it for the Republicans? What's in it for the Republicans is huge campaign contributions. Because why are, for example, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, as well as many large businesses, want not only higher legal immigration numbers, but also more illegal immigration? I'll tell you why. They want cheap, compliant labor. Let me say that again. Cheap, compliant labor. And in exchange for either not enforcing the law or loose laws, they will make campaign contributions. And that's what they're doing. Many of these Republicans that are for comprehensive immigration reform, they've been paid off. They have been paid off. And that's why they're pushing it. So you need to be up and you need to be on your guard, because in the next 60 days, there'll be a big push by both the Democratic Party and some in the Republican Party to pass comprehensive immigration reform. And they will use the children that are coming over as just another reason why we need to have comprehensive immigration reform. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going on. I think it's immoral. I think it's reprehensible. And I think it's rather cavalier, because you're hurting people. And you're also hurting the American worker who's unemployed. And we have at least 20 to 30 million unemployed or underemployed Americans that can't find a job. And many of those jobs are being performed by cheap, compliant illegal aliens. In other words, both political parties, mainly the Democratic Party, has said, the hell with the American worker, the hell with the American people. We're going to do this so we can maintain our power. That's what it's about, getting reelected for office. And they're going to push it and push it and push it until they make it happen. And the only way it's going to stop is if you stand up and scream, stop it, and vote these bums, these traitors that are betraying the Constitution, betraying their oath of office, and making it difficult, if not impossible, for your children and grandchildren to get a job. You've been listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Now, please listen to America the Beautiful. Thank you. Have a great day.